I'm Ken Davis with HomePurchaseGuru.com, and I want to buy your house. I'll make an as-is offer, whether it's in perfect condition or a total fixer-upper.
Even if it needs a new roof?
I want it!
Even if it has water damage?
Let's go!
Even if the foundation is cracking?
No problemo!
Even if it was the site of a triple homicide and every night I hear the ghosts of those victims scream my name because the basement is a portal to hell?
Bring it on!
Even if it has popcorn ceilings?
God, no, I'm not crazy, people. So call me, Ken Davis, at HomePurchaseGuru.com. Unless you're one of those nuts with popcorn ceilings.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Good morning, friends.
Welcome to the show.
Ahoy, matey. It'd be a glorious day.
Why are you talking like that?
It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I'm a pirate.
I'm a pirate.
Ahoy, matey.
Yar.
Ahoy, matey.
Happy National Talk Like a Pirate Day, matey.
It's showtime.
Yar. It is the Mike Show. So happy that you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel in Alexa? Well, I'll breeze through it. Here's the tutorial. You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just do that once. And every time you want to listen after that, you say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
And she will. Our live show is 8 to 11 on Radio 434 or the Alexa device. Or you can even watch it live on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. But wait, there's more. You can get our podcast. That is a repack of the live show, and that usually drops. We take all the segments, all the interviews, all the things that we do on the live show, sans the music, and then we repack it into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct, and you can check that out on the Alexa device as well. Very simply by asking Alexa, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or go to our website, Radio434.com. And pretty much everywhere you get your podcast, you can just search the Mike Show VA. And you have to put the VA in there, because apparently there's some other guy that's doing a Mike Show, and it's not very good. You don't want to watch that or listen to it. But anyway, I digress. The Mike Show VA, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. So there. Did I cover it? I covered everything, like in record time. Man, oh, man. All right. It is National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I think we're going to have some sort of a contest. Yeah, I think we are. I think we're going to have some sort of a contest. If you are one of our VIP members, if you're on the VIP system, if you're a Mike Show VIPer, then and you're receiving the texts that we send you or the emails that we send out, and we don't inundate you, by the way, do we? No? Okay, you're good with it? All right. So we don't inundate you with all this stuff, but we do send out when we have some decent prizes. We do send out these blasts and things like that. So here's the dealio: if you'd like to win passes to the Virginia Wine and Garlic Festival at Rebeck Vineyards, we're going to do a contest where you choose. You have to determine who my favorite pirate is, okay? Who Mike's favorite pirate is. And I'm going to send out a blast on the VIP system in a couple of minutes. And then what I want you to do is I want you to reply what my favorite pirate's name is. And I'm going to give you some clues throughout the morning. All right?
Yar.
That's one. Plus, in addition to all that, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And then we have this. 10 common inconveniences that should have been solved by now. Of course, our top list, top inventions that would eliminate so many common inconveniences. There you go. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Ooh, what's that on my foot? I should have that checked out. No, my doctor always freaks me out. Let me look at the other foot. Oh, it's the same way on both. Good.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. So we're talking inconveniences. Somebody online asked, and this is on BuzzFeed? Okay. Somebody asked online, what's a daily inconvenience that you still can't believe hasn't been solved? And here are the top responses. We got 10 of them. Do we want to do it from the bottom up? Yeah, let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it, at least for starters. Here we go. Itchiness. It's so unpleasant. And medications are usually ineffective. It's especially problematic in chronic cases where it can keep you up at night.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, it's just itchiness. That was number 10. Somebody posted that. Toilets should be self-cleaning. I agree with that. They really should be. And why aren't they at this point? You know, you got nanobots and stuff and probably, you know, less technologically savvy things. Elevators need an option to press a floor button a second time if you want to cancel that floor button. Kind of genius. Mammograms. We were just talking about these yesterday. And not that I would know, ladies, but if you have had one and you need to do this regularly, I have been told that the machine feels like a medieval torture device. Surely there's something less painful. And by the way, we researched this, and there are machines that exist, but they're more expensive processes, and they aren't always covered by insurance. Having to constantly, this is number 6, having to constantly sign in on various websites within a single session at your computer, even just using Google and YouTube. And I could be on one machine, and I could be logged in, and then I'll try and sign in on another machine, or I'll try and go to that same site on another machine, and it requires a stool sample in order for me to get access, and then I have to change my password because I forgot my password, because the password's saved in this machine, but it's not saved in this machine. What else? Oh, dust accumulation. Forget AI. I need a gadget that sucks dust particles from the air before they get to settle on every surface. And there are some high-end air purifiers that can help with that, but it's mostly localized just in one area. We need the HVAC system to actually pull all the dust out of the air. Being able to successfully clean the inside of a windshield. I have not yet been able to find something that would be streak-free or that you can't see where you clean the windshield when it gets, you know, smoggy or foggy in there. This is number three. Somebody posted the hardened buildup that happens in lotion and soap pumps. So when you go to use it, that buildup acts as a stopper until the pressure pushes it loose and it shoots a stream of gunk across the room. Or, in my case, shoots it all over my shirt. Okay, I'm trying to get the pump to work and it goes, and then I've got stuff all over my shirt. Or worse, in my face. Printers that can't reliably print. These are daily inconveniences that we still can't believe haven't been solved yet. Even after you spend an arm and a leg on printer ink, they still can't reliably print. And number one, I can't believe this is number one. There has to be a better way to package flour. I get it. But anyway. All right, so that brings us to our top list. We're as tired of everyday inconveniences as you are. But unlike you, we've got proactive and not the cream. We got proactive and came up with some solutions. Check out our hard work with today's list. Top list today. Top inventions that would eliminate so many common inconveniences. All right, here we go. Number one. I love this one. A car equipped with precision-guided missiles for the driver in front of you who's too busy looking at their phone to notice the light is green. A washing machine that doesn't turn socks inside out and doesn't eat the socks. Top inventions that would eliminate so many modern-day inconveniences. A Brita pitcher that emits a piercing alarm when someone returns it to the refrigerator empty. Top inventions that would eliminate so many common inconveniences. A tray that slides under sofa cushions so we can, you know, dump the crumbs, coins, and weed right in the trash. Okay, not the weed. Top inventions that would eliminate so many modern-day inconveniences. A gum hardening spray so that we can flick it right off the bottom of our shoe, you know. Or poo. Poo hardening spray that you can just... click and then the poo, you know, if you happen to step in it, you know, the doggy do. What was that Jack Black movie? What was the thing that he sprayed on the poo? All right, I gotta look it up. What did Jack Black spray on poo? Vaporize. Vaporize. A spray that instantly disintegrates dog feces. Vaporize. That's what we need. What else? Top modern-day inconveniences, things, inventions that would eliminate said inconveniences. A porch with a trap door for any salesperson or a Jehovah's Witness. He won't take no for an answer. Floatable AirPods, so the toilet can no longer take what's rightfully ours. Top inventions that would make or would eliminate so many modern-day inconveniences. Instant dog laxatives for when Fido's taking... Fido. Let's go Fuzzy. You should have wrote Fuzzy. All right, take two. Instant dog laxatives so that when Fuzzy is taking his damn time out in the rain... It actually was Lexi. God rest her soul. Fuzzy's actually pretty good about it. Lexi was my nemesis. But... poor baby, she passed away. All right, coming up, we have news, and we have not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Vaporize. No. It's brought to you by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. But if you hear someone say, man, it sucks to be in last place, they're celebrating Talk Like a Pittsburgh Pirate Day. Jimmy Fallon turns 50 today. He's celebrating with a small, intimate gathering of people who still watch The Tonight Show. Krispy Kreme unveiled their fall-inspired donut collections. Your move, Ozempic. Pink Floyd may sell their music catalog for $500 million. Excuse me, this is the same band that had a hit song shaming money, right? Just checking. This is not headline news.
No, it's not the Mike Show, however. Hi, everybody. So happy you could join us on the program. So congratulations to Dr. Rick Jaminet. And I did not even send out the VIP text blast yet, and I did not even give any clues, except maybe I said, yarr. Dr. Rick Jaminet successfully guessed and messaged me who my favorite pirate is. So for Talk Like a Pirate Day, congratulations. Rick, you just got yourself two passes to the Virginia Wine and Garlic Festival. More winning. I've got another pair of passes that we'll give away throughout the show. So if you would like to guess, we are going to send out a text blast and invite everybody that's on our VIP list to weigh in and reply back who my favorite pirate is. I gave out like one clue, and he guessed it. So testimony to this man who has been listening to and watching this show for quite some time. Either he got the clue or he remembered from previous episodes who my favorite pirate is. But that's your chance to win is coming up. All right. Whoever runs New Jersey's official social media accounts, best be careful, because wars have been fought over less than this. Last week, someone on X or Twitter posted this question just for fun. If Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, now this New Jersey's official social media, if Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, where do you think is the saddest place on earth? And on Monday, New Jersey's official account responded by posting a map of Pennsylvania. Just the map, nothing else. Here, let me see the tweet, if I can pull that up. Okay, this is on New Jersey's. All right, here, wait. Present, share screen, boom, there. That's what New Jersey, their official social media, posted on X, a map of Pennsylvania. It was obviously a silly jab and a nod to the cross-state rivalry, but now Pennsylvanians have been responding with their own insults. Here are some of the best responses that we've seen so far. Let me see. Let me check settings real quick. Audio. Yep, we're in stereo. Okay, good. So one person suggested no one wants to live there, meaning New Jersey. Every time I drive to New Jersey, I cross a bridge that has a toll to get out, but not to get in. Several people said things like, big talk from people who aren't allowed to pump their own gas. New Jersey is the only state where you have to let an employee pump the gas. Another told New Jersey residents, you don't have to personally... You don't have a personality outside of Bruce Springsteen and pork rolls, by the way. These are comments to New Jersey's official social media response of posting a map to Pennsylvania. To the question, where do you think the saddest place on earth is? It's a jab at Pennsylvanians. The only sad part about Pennsylvania is how close it is to New Jersey. That was number four. Not so proud Pennsylvanian insulted New Jersey with, I will not let the armpit of the country slander my state, no matter how true their tweet was. Some guy said, yeah, sure, Pennsylvania sucks. That's why everybody from Jersey flocks to Philly when we want to eat something other than Arby's. Some guy roped in a third state saying false. Not while Ohio still exists. Oh, man. And then here's the last one. Someone else looked east and said, I don't see how anyone who regularly interacts with New Yorkers could think this is the right neighbor to insult. All right, there you go. So that's that. What else? Is there any other thing that I wanted to do here? How about the average pre-vacation to-do list? If you're traveling, do you ever feel like you need a vacation from your vacation? I do. Well, here's one reason for that. A new poll found just leaving for vacation can be pretty stressful. The average American's pre-vacay to-do list has at least six things on it. Here are the top 10 most common things on our checklist. Let's do it from the bottom up. It's the way I like to do it. Set the lights on dimmer. Okay. Pause any recurring deliveries like meal kit service, etc. Unplug any appliances you don't want running. Arrange transportation, like an Uber, or someone to drop you off at the airport. Clean out the refrigerator. Don't leave your trash rot either. Arrange for someone to take care of the pets. Make sure someone has a key, just in case. Clean, so you don't come home to filth. Last-minute shopping, some stuff you need for the trip. And then, number one, pack. That's pretty universal. Despite our best efforts to remember everything, 22% said it feels like they always have to turn around and go back to do something or grab something they forgot. And the worrying doesn't end there. Once we're on vacation, the top things we stress over are the state of things back home. Are the pets okay? Are the packages being stolen, etc., etc.? All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got the good news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody from the other side of the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, there are only 28 hotels in the world with 3,000 or more rooms. 15 of them are in Las Vegas. Number two, 2 years after Rick Astley went number one with Never Gonna Give You Up, he completely contradicted himself by releasing a song called Giving Up on Love. It only got to number 38 on the Billboard chart. Because everybody expected him to never give you up. I mean, he let us down. Number three, the Beatles' success led to CT scanning. Their early record label, EMI, used their profits to research medical technology and developed a full-body CT scanner. It even led to a Nobel Prize. Wow. Number four, letters are uppercase and lowercase, because that's where typesetters at printing presses would keep their letters. Oh, the smaller letters were in a lower case that was easier to access. Okay. And then number five, not because they're bigger, you know, font-wise and smaller, you know. Number five, there are approximately 200 different types of fungi on your feet right now.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random Facts.
All right, the Mike Show. Thursday edition of the program coming up. We are going to, well, we've got sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That brings us Foster from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce. Foster, good morning.
Mike, good morning.
Hi. Thank you so much for the gala that you put together. The Bedford Area Chamber did just a fantastic gala last Thursday. It was just the venue is phenomenal. the whole thing. You put it together really, really well, and
we really appreciate that.
And everybody looked beautiful.
That's like one of my favorite parts of it is how many times a year, or even every couple years, do you get to dress up in like a full on gown and like bow tie and like go out and enjoy?
52 times.
Maybe two times.
52 times.
52 times?
Yeah, for me.
Oh, okay. Every weekend, Mike is getting real glammed up.
Yes, 52 times a year. Anyway, sorry, Foster. Jenny is joining us from Fables and Feathers Winery. How's it going, Jenny?
It's going really well. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
We're good. Waking up.
Yeah. We are. So Foster, did you invite Jenny to talk about events? We should have done this off air. Talk about events upcoming or anything related to the gala or
let me give my spiel and then I'll introduce Jenny properly.
Spiel away.
So last week we had the 85th annual gala. The gala is our biggest fundraiser of the year. If you've been watching Mike's show for the last couple of weeks, you know that we've been talking about this nonstop. Yep. Well, it happened. It was amazing. And we have 7 award winners from our Excellence in Business Awards. These things range from Agribusiness of the Year to Citizen of the Year to Lifetime Achievement Award. And it's such a momentous occasion. I love the gala. I love the award ceremony. It's so awesome to have all of the finalists there, because even just being nominated, it really just, it means so much. And I don't think people really realize that until they have been nominated.
Absolutely.
And I love learning about everybody's stories, and it's a great way to honor people in our community and come together, especially as leaders in Bedford. So Jenny, her winery, Fables and Feathers Winery, which is also a brewery, was up for 2 awards and they won Small Business of the Year. So Jenny, I am so happy that you've joined us today. It's perfect timing. It's always good to see you. But go ahead and give people a little bit of an overview of Fables and Feathers and who you guys are.
Sure. So we are a small family winery. We transplanted from Illinois almost 4 years ago now. And every once in a while, it just like hits me so hard how lucky we are that we ended up here of all places that we could have gone. So it's my husband, Adam, and his parents, Pam and Tom. And we have 5 acres of grapes that we, you know, lovingly take care of. And we make our wine, we make beer, we make cider. And we're just, you know, we're in it to have that family vibe for other people. Like, come hang out with us. It's a nonstop family party. We're kid-friendly, dog-friendly. Bring your babies, bring grandma. And it's just a good time.
Well, that is wonderful, and congratulations, by the way, on that award. And now, the whole family, everybody decided to up and relocate.
Oh, and so my husband is one of 5 kids. The second brother has already moved down with his wife and their 3 kids, so they're part of it now too.
Oh wow!
And we're working on brother number 4. So, we're trying. We're trying to get as many Ludkeys in Virginia as we can.
So this is a testimony to our region as well. And you know, businesses find a very conducive home, but also the residents. I mean, this is the quality of life here is just unmatched in many other parts of the country.
Oh, we for sure. One of our secrets to success has been the volunteers that we get. The first year or two, you know, we were doing it on our own, and every step of the vineyard is just us. And this year we're at 400 plus hours of volunteers, you know, helping out the vines, helping bottle, helping at festivals. We would not be able to do what we're doing without all their help.
Well, that is tremendous.
That is really amazing. And you guys do so many different pop-up events and festivals, like you said. And I think for every single one, it seems like you guys have at least one community partner. I volunteer with Friends of Bedford County Animal Shelter, and I know you do so much for them, and we greatly appreciate it. But it's awesome when small businesses, especially, they just care, and they share the wealth and they share the joy that comes with it. because you get it back twofold, just like you said.
Oh, for sure. Any of the times that I can collaborate with anyone else, I'm like, yes, let's bring our pools together. Like, you're good at this, and I've got these people who will help. Like, let's go.
Well, awesome. Well, again, and
that is tremendous.
What do you have coming up, Jenny? I know Mike flashed up some of the upcoming things, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, right on your screen, you got the big Oktoberfest is coming. That's our biggest event of the year. We get, we have two bands during the day. We have, you know, Bratz and Lederhosen and Oktoberfest beer. And it's just a big celebration that we, you know, we're done with harvest. The wine should be in the tanks. We're done for the year. So let's party.
Nice. And, yep. and I love the fact that, and that is very purposeful as well, because we celebrated some Oktoberfests at other places and all throughout the season. But for you guys, it really is truly a celebration.
It's our harvest party. Yeah. And, you know, we've got a lot of German heritage. So it really fits the family that we've got going on. And by Oktoberfest, we are so ready to just have a good day. Like, we're just pouring the beer and having fun.
Nice. You can learn more by visiting fablesandfeatherswinery.com. That has all their information, all the upcoming events, just everything you can expect at Fables and Feathers. And congratulations again on your award. That's tremendous. Now, how long again have you been here?
We bought the winery 4 years ago this November.
Wow.
So we've been operating for 3.5 years, give or take.
What's been one of the biggest challenges?
Well, it's a family business. So yeah. The family dynamics is always fun. And then it's just, I was not aware of how much work goes into the vineyard and, you know, with the event planning and social media. Like, I'm like, I like to drink wine. This will be fun. or a lot of work. But we're figuring it out. We've streamlined a lot of things. As we've grown, we've made a lot of things easier for ourselves. Yeah. So,
But awesome as Small Business of the Year, because I feel like so many small business owners, they start out with the dream, the passion, the thing that they love, and then they figure out the business as they go along. So it's perfect. That's what really encapsulates being a small business owner.
Yeah.
It really is. And again, congrats. We look forward to getting out there and helping you celebrate. Fablesandfeatherswinery.com for more information. And Jenny, thank you so much for taking time today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We really appreciate you. Foster, so now that the gala's over, what are you going to do?
That's such a loaded question, because there's always more to do. We are busy in the spring and we are super busy in the fall. So even though the gala was our biggest event of the year, it's really just the tip of the iceberg. It sets us off for the rest of the fall. So I'm working on our Career and Technical Education Expo. That's going to be held in 2 weeks, which is so crazy. And that's for all the seventh graders in Bedford County to come do kind of a career day, but it's kind of focused more on trades careers and the different types of skilled programs at Susie G. Gibson Science and Technology Center, which is our very own vocational school in Bedford County, owned by Bedford County Public Schools. So students can go there for no added cost. Really great place. But next week, I actually have a really amazing marketing workshop that I'm doing with Woody Watts with Media Squatch. And we always do a membership survey annually. And on that survey, we ask people, you know, what are the challenges that you're facing for your industry, for your specific business? What are the educational topics or workshops that could potentially assist you with whatever issues you're facing? And people always put marketing. And, you know, it's really funny. I always ask people, you know, like, what does marketing mean to you? What are the problems that you're having? What do you already do? What do you want to do next? And a lot of people, they're doing what they can, but not a lot of people have like the dollars to really invest in like a marketing person or to purchase advertisements, whether it be on radio, television, etc. And sometimes people don't even know where to start. So when we were working on our SMART sessions, which is our educational workshops, I really wanted to do two different marketing events to kind of kick these off. And one of them was for people that don't have a marketing budget. So that's the first one of these. And yeah, that's what this event is. So SMART marketing, no budget, no problem. We're going to really get to know the people in the room with us. We're going to talk about, you know, who you are, why you do what you do, and what is your goal? Because that's what marketing really is you have what you are and what you offer and your experience, and then you have your goal. And marketing is the process to reach that goal and reach those people. So we're going to talk about branding. We're going to talk about opportunities that are kind of like global opportunities, like best practices for social media, some tips and tricks for Canva, and then also locally and regionally, what is available to you? There's so much in Bedford that is just completely untapped by people because they just aren't aware.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for this one. And it is next Thursday from 8 to 9:30. So you can go right before work, level up, or get started.
Okay. Is there a fee or is it free?
So it's free for chamber members and only $10 for non-members. And that really just covers your cup of coffee and your little breakfast. So.
Okay. And is there a limit to the amount of people that can attend?
I'm keeping it pretty small. I would say like 15, 20 people max, and we're okay. Getting up there. You talked about last minute Lynchburg a couple weeks ago, and Bedford's kind of the same way. So yep. I think people are starting to say, oh my gosh, it's a week from now. Let me sign up. So I'm keeping an eye on it. But
well, that's awesome. Folks, you can learn more by visiting bedfordareachamber.com. Go to their events page and you'll see it. Go to the calendar and check out all the upcoming events and all the opportunities. The Bedford Area Chamber does a really, really good job. A great job at putting Thank together you. Programming and bringing people together, bringing chamber members and non-alike together to help solve problems and help you learn a little bit more. Networking is one aspect of it, but really leveraging other people's experience, leveraging other people's passions and knowledge to help you achieve your goals better. That's what the chamber is all about.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much, Mike.
Awesome possum. All right. So you can learn more again by visiting bedfordareachamber.com. If you're not a member, what are you waiting for? There are 400 some member businesses. There are thousands of people that are part of the chamber. But if you're looking to grow your networking circle, if you're looking to get that leg up and to add a few more accounts to your sales list or a few more customers to your base, this is a great way to do it. So visit them and learn more and join the chamber. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jenny, and congratulations once again.
Thanks.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, so the last thing you need in your life is friction. So now, there's this.
You don't become a hip-hop mogul, a fashion icon, or a vodka baron without being pretty slick. Introducing Diddy Lube.
Used a ring for a play while in a three-way. For the love you make, grease up your snake with some Diddy Lube.
Formerly Puff Daddy Lube, Puffy Lube, and P. Diddy Lube. Yep. Your Sean John deserves the best. Mm-hmm. Diddy Lube. For chicks or dudes, lube your tube with Diddy Lube. Use as directed.
I will. All right. Let's see. Here's a video from last week of an 80-year-old woman. Oh, there was. We had the audio from that. It was an 80-year-old woman's birthday cake that turned into a fire hazard because no one could blow the candles out. Well, here's a clever idea. This guy's family equipped him with a leaf blower for his 90th birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
You gotta blow these out, Pops. Pops, we're a little concerned about whether or not you'll be able to do this or not. So I believe your son, Bill, is going to help you because we know it's tough. The wax is going to go everywhere when you hit that thing with that blower. Make a wish. Here we go.
Wow, good Lord. It's well known that cats don't like getting baths. A pet groomer recorded a video of the world's angriest cat getting a bath. Here's his supercut of taking it out of the cage, washing, rinsing, drying, and getting it back in the cage. Here, listen. Oh my. All right. So, let's see. He gets scratched, bitten, and has to play cat wrangler the entire time. Let's see. Skip that. Skip that. We're going to do those for stupid criminals. And skip that. Are we going to comedian already? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception for Talk Like a Pirate Day. Yarr! Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan joking on how people let their kids dress up as pirates.
During the summer, I tour with my kids, and we'll do like a kid activity during the day, and then I'll do a show at night. And usually the kid activity is like a zoo or a park. When we were in Erie, Pennsylvania, we went on a pirate boat ride, which was pretty authentic, because when I think of Lake Erie, I think of all them pirates storming the shores of Western Pennsylvania. There were like 50 kids. They were all dressed like pirates. I felt like I was at a children's Jimmy Buffett concert. And I tell you, those kids were having the time of their lives. Kids love to dress like pirates. The murderers and rapists that pirates were. And we think it's adorable. It's so cute. He looks just like one of those sociopaths who terrorize the Caribbean. We let our kids dress like murderers. Darth Vader, that genocidal lunatic. It's fun. The devil. It's cute. Hitler. No.
Definitely not. All right, so let's do one more bonus. We've got you remember Earl? My name is Earl. Well, I dug deep and I found this one. It's Earl tells a pirate joke.
One time this pirate walks into a bar. He's got the ship's steering wheel attached to the crotch of his pants. Bartender says, "Hey, pirate, you got a steering wheel coming out of your pants." And the pirate nods and says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts."
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. Then we've got some good news for you. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning
or you're on your way home at Lynchburg Regional Airport. We're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. If you're a burglar and you don't just have to figure out how to get inside, you also need to know how you're going to get out. And it isn't as straightforward as you might think. A 33-year-old man broke into a luxury Corvette in a parking garage in Miami on Tuesday, but he couldn't start the car or get out. That security model, or that model, has a security feature, rather, where none of the electrical components will function if you don't have the key, and that includes the doors. Although there is a manual door release under the seat that the guy didn't know about. The owner got back to his car and was startled to see this guy still inside. He started filming him with his camera and asked him what he was doing. Here, we got the audio.
My brother, this is not your car. This is my car. But why are you in my car? No, you can't get out because we calling the cops.
He was able to break in the car, but that particular Corvette, if you're in the car and you don't have the keys, none of the electrical components will function. But little did he know that there's a manual door handle underneath the seat that, thank God, he didn't know. Just be alert. You know, when you're getting in and out of your car, be vigilant, be alert of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. The police came, arrested the guy. He's facing one count of burglary and of an unoccupied conveyance. His bond was set at $25,000. Let's see. We had a couple other stories up in here. We got that one. A teen named James Bond in Ohio City, Ohio, told authorities that he had spotted an alligator while out fishing. After investigating, the city says there was no gator. Here's Bond making the claim.
I'm pretty sure I saw, I'm almost pretty 100% sure I saw an alligator pop up out of the water. And the first thing I had in my mind was maybe it was an otter, because you know how they have their heads up and their stomachs poke out. But then I zoomed in with my phone and I realized that there were scales.
There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A CEO in Western New York is donating $360 million to nonprofits in the community. Here's billionaire, billionaire CEO of Paychex, Tom Golisano, talking about why he wanted to give so much away in his area.
There are so many good organizations that provide so many services to people, and they're so important. And what I want to do today with this announcement is to tell them we're behind them. Hopefully, we are going to give them the opportunity to expand their services, to add even more quality, maybe even bring the pricing down.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?